Hi everyone, this is Clad2, and I'm here at the Southeast Linux Fest 2011 with Jeremy Sands, who I interviewed on the first or second year? No, that was at OLF anyway.
Yeah, it was at OLF.
All right, well anyway, hey Jeremy, how's it going?
Very busily.
Very good. Yeah, actually I wanted to first of all say that so far it's looking great. It's looking
Thank you. Really, really cool.
And actually, I don't know if you noticed, but the fest actually kind of started sort of like without everyone. I mean, like the exhibition hall, I don't think opens till tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
But everyone was setting up, and so everyone was like flooding in and like taking all the stuff and meeting all the people.
Yeah, we had started just to roll tables out to set them up, just to know where to put our power strips and all that.
Yeah.
And because we had a few things going on, we didn't expect it to be that big, because we've never had anything really substantial on Friday. And as it turns out, our first Friday speaker track was frequently standing room only. And so vendors came in to look around and said, "Ooh, there's people," and they just started setting up their booths. So here we are, and more than half the major booths are set up and sort of ready to roll.
That's really cool. I heard that you guys had to increase the hotel allotment or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, we ran out of rooms probably seven times. If the hotel had more rooms and we could keep selling up till the date, we would have probably more than doubled our room sales.
Yeah, wow. So what happened? Like, did you guys go kick into a higher gear on campaign marketing? Or
I wouldn't say. I have no idea. Because it was odd. Registrations were down.
Yeah.
Even though room nights are through the roof.
Yeah.
So, I mean, looking around, it looks like there's clearly a lot more people here. I don't have a grasp for it yet. I mean, it for a while we actually had more room nights than registrations, and because I get to see the room night reports, and it's not like that was one person per room. Some of those rooms had five, six people in them. So
yeah, well, so how bad is it if people don't register? Like, because I think actually I didn't register. So I mean, does that throw you guys off? Is it better for people to?
So for our general stuff, for the Traxxas speakers itself organizes, it's not that bad. For the affiliate events like LPI and BSDA, where we need to keep a head count to make sure we don't overflow the rooms they're in or oversell, it's more important there.
Okay.
It's really not that big of a deal elsewhere. Just make sure, because the space that we have for our affiliate events like Drupal Camp is fluid space. So if somebody goes over, we can sort of adjust to accommodate.
Sure.
But if we don't have that headcount, we just don't know. And we'd prefer to have seats for everybody instead of standing around, if possible.
Yeah. Cool. Can you briefly tell me, I mean, I know you're busy, but I just kind of give people an idea of what exactly happens the day before? Because all I see is like this blur of you guys scurrying around, making things happen. Just kind of wondering what's going on.
So lots of just last minute stuff you never think of, like, ooh, we need gaffer's tape. Ooh, we need to pull out 5,000 feet of Cat5e PVC.
Right.
We've spent quite a lot of time hammering on a network today to get a network up, because that really tanked last year, thanks to AT&T, and they tried to tank us this year, but we were on top of them.
Cool.
Organizing things, making sure we have the hotel, all the meal volumes they're expecting, because you have to turn that in because the chef has to prepare all those.
Right. Okay.
Making sure, sitting down with the hotel staff and making sure we have AV where we need AV, when we need AV, and all the different room setups in every single room when we need them, so on and so forth. It's a big front end lead up on logistics, and then once it starts happening, you know, it's all downhill from there.
It's already gone great. It's been a lot of fun already, and I guess we're all off to go have a party at the pre-party thing.
Yeah, so you know, I've probably. So people came in and they got some drink tickets, and then a sponsor gave them some more drink tickets, and now they're heading to somewhere else where a different sponsor is going to give them some more drink tickets.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to make sure that our attendees are well socially lubricated.
All right, thanks again for a great fest.
Thank you for a superb program guide.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for the little tip of the hat. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Clad2. I'm here at Southeast Linux Fest 2011, and I'm sitting here with the president of SELF, I think, still, right? When's your last term?
Guess. This technically is it. I don't know if we're going to have an election or not. We sort of met and decided who was going to shuffle to what position, but it never came up about me vacating my seat. I toyed the idea of bringing it up. I sort of said, well, does anybody else think somebody should move? And nobody said anything. So nobody's asked me to move yet.
Right.
My wife is not realized my 3-year term is up. So right. 60-80% chance that I'm back next year doing the same role.
Okay.
I guess I'm not discouraged enough to give it up. And
dude,
my family
great.
Doesn't feel so neglected that I have to. So
cool.
We'll see what happens, but more than likely next year too.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, I have to say that the festival's going great already. And I don't know if I wasn't here on Friday last time or if I just didn't notice it or what, but it seems like it's in full swing already.
It does.
Like it's been a day of the festival already.
This year we did have, I think last year we had a pre-party and maybe a half a day at UbuCon or something on Friday. This year we had an all-day speaker track dedicated to Build Open Source Cloud Day and a half a day of just self, like the first speaker track is self.
Yeah.
General topics.
Okay.
So we had three things going on, you know, counting that and UbuCon, and enough going on speaker-wise and attendee-wise that we even had probably 30% of the vendors go ahead and set up today. So we may entertain starting that Expo 4 early next year. But
yeah,
I think we got a good turnout for a Friday.
Yeah, me too. I think it's an amazing turnout. So I guess you guys sold out of hotel rooms from what Jeremy said, or something you had to expand or something.
We had to expand our block probably 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
I mean, to the point that they finally said, we don't have any place else to expand.
Wow.
I'm thinking we came close to, if not exceeding, double the requirement of room nights to be sold. So I think we had over 400. I don't know how.
Yeah.
The hotel may hold 250 a night, so for a 3-day event, we almost doubled, you know, sold it at two nights. Almost.
So what, I asked Jeremy this too. I mean, so what happened? Like, did you guys just better marketing campaign?
No, I think we actually did a worse job of marketing this year, which is something we decided we were going to work on this year, but we dropped that ball a little bit. But I think it's just year number 3. We've got a little bit more name recognition.
The third
year, so people know of us. We got repeat business and word of mouth mainly, but we didn't do as good a job. We hit the podcast, we hit magazine ads, we did interviews, but we really dropped the ball on the Linux PR sites and news sites. We did, thanks to Jeremy, get on MSNBC yesterday on their website. A guy from Likewise Open Source knows some of NBC, and MSNBC, and he posted a story that they published about Likewise Open Source being at the Southeast Linux Fest. So that happened yesterday, and it's probably a little bit too late, but
to
it was still pretty neat to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool.
A major news outlet,
Oh, that's really neat.
So,
did they have your name personally in lights up there?
I doubt it. Which
I
is
bet
fine
it was like
with,
in red text yeah, blinking
was,
or something.
It was probably Jeremy's name, which is fine with me because he. He's done a lot this year. Jeremy's single, doesn't have any kids, and we had one organizer whose house burnt down this year. I've got 2 kids and had family obligations. We've had Dave and Allie, I think, change jobs this year. So we've had a lot of life-changing stuff going on, but Jeremy has had a lot of time, I think, since graduating college and to devote to this, and He helped us a lot this year. He always helps us, but I think his role is changing next year. He's done a great job as speaker coordinator, but I think next year he's vendor coordinator.
Oh, okay.
Moving somebody else into the speaker coordinator spot. So.
Okay. How are you guys doing on the back end, I guess? Are you looking for more people to jump in?
Yes. I'm supposed to, before tomorrow morning's keynote, decide exactly how to say that we're looking for help next year. And I don't think we're as in dire straits as I thought we were last year. We needed to do something last year because we were working with a skeleton crew. This year we've worked with 80% of what we need probably.
Okay.
We'd like to be at 100%, and I think we've sort of not been very successful in knowing how to ask for the kind of help we need.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to open it up and maybe have some kind of, make an air quote, self-help form or some way, self-help at southeastlinuxfest.org if you want to volunteer your services, what kind of things are you good at? So maybe we'll have a pool of people we can call from.
What's the best way for people to kind of keep up to date, I mean, after the fest, you know, to keep up to date with what's going on the planning end? How can they help? You know, where Should they just go to the site?
Go to the site if you want you know, updates just to when the site southeastlandisfest.org. If you want to know, you know, when we're going to release video and audio, and there'll be a link to the wiki, which may have some information. I think the best place would be IRC right now at #southeastlandisfest@irc.freenode.net. There's somebody in there all the time, but every Tuesday night we meet starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Okay. But there's always somebody in the room. It's an active room year round. And introduce yourself. Tell us, you know, if you've been to SELF, if you want to help, where you're from, what kind of things you'd like to see.
Okay.
My coming into being involved in SELF at all is I talked about it once to a group of deaf ears, and then somebody decided that it would be a good idea, and I was sort of moved by other people's inertia and
right.
to getting involved, and then it's sort of like I've had support, and we a group of us have done it. But if you want the help, let us know, and we will move you into where you want to be, how you can contribute, and what area you want. Yeah. So I guess to answer your question, you know, let us be aware of what you want to do or how you think you can help, and then we'll let you know how you can start.
Cool.
And so the object, I guess, not to talk about it, but to do. So.
Yeah. Well, so far the festival is looking, I mean, it's been a lot of fun already. I still can't believe that it's only the first day, so I will catch up with you probably tomorrow, you know, a little bit afterwards, after we've weathered a little bit more of...
We can do that.
Yeah.
And tomorrow morning will be... Today was a dry run because we were like at third speed as far as volume of things happening.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be busy to start with, but once we get it rolling, it should just sort of, the community will take the ball and
just
run.
Just like it has for the past 2 years.
That's
so.
the thing of beauty about this community is how they just do.
It's very cool. So thanks again for a great fest, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.